So today we are reading from 3rd canto, 7th chapter, title Further Enquiries by Vithura, text number 36. Anuvratanam, the followers, Shishyanam, of the disciples, Putranam, of the sons, Cha, also, Vijutama, O best among the Brahmanas, Anaprastam, that which is not asked for, Api, in spite of this. Bruyu, please describe Gurava, the spiritual masters, Dina Vatsala, who are kind to the needy. Translation by His Divine Grace. O best among the Brahmanas, those who are spiritual masters are very kind to the needy. They are always kind to the followers, disciples and sons, and without being asked by them, the spiritual master describes all that is knowledge. So we can repeat the translation. O best among the Brahmanas,
those who are spiritual masters
are very kind to the needy.
They are always kind to their followers.
Disciples and sons,
and
without being asked by them,
the spiritual master describes all that is knowledge.
Purport. There are many subjects to be known from the bona fide spiritual master. The followers, disciples, and sons are all on one level for the bona fide spiritual master and is always kind to them and always speaks to them on transcendental subjects, even though he is not asked by them. This is the nature of a bona fide spiritual master. Vithura appealed to Maitreya Muni to speak on subjects about which he might not have asked. ॐ अज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदानाय ददाति स्वपदाङ्गं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसादिगौरभक्तबृन्दा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम. Hare Krishna. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is revealing his own transcendental nature. He is always kind to them, always speaks to them on the transcendental subject, even though he is not asked by them. So Srila Prabhupada once, he was mentioning in one of his,
his lecture, or to someone else, I can't remember, he was saying that, yes, no one asked me to come to America to preach. You know, I came on my own to give this Krishna consciousness to others. Right? No one requested, right? See, normally what happens, we go to some other place or whatever we do, you know, we are all requested, isn't it? Someone else requests us, can you go to this program? Can you teach it? Can you do? Can you sing? Something like that. But Srila Prabhupada mentioned that it's on my own I came to give this. This means that he wants to give this to the needy. So what does he means by the needy? Even in the translation and also in the purport, it says to the needy. You give someone who is really in need of it, that is needy. So people are basically suffering in the material world, right? We are basically suffering because we are Krishna conscious, we don't know much about it. But basically they are suffering, you know. So this Krishna consciousness, you know, he wants to give it to the needy. Whoever is, sometimes he says needy, sometimes he gave on his own accord. You know. He did not even distinguish between who deserves it and who does not deserve it. That is a mode of Srila Prabhupada. So, just giving a background of things that have happened so far in this Bhagavatam. The third canto, status quo means in relationship, which means that the material world is in relationship with the Lord, even though the Lord is detached to the material world. He is not attached to the material. But there is some relationship. So status quo means that, right, in relationship. Now the sequence of events leading to this chapter is that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, finished his pastimes, right, after the Kurukshetra war, the Lord wanted to go back to his eternal spiritual kingdom. At that time, Uddhava was with him. He was accompanied. The Lord was accompanied by Uddhava, his dear devotee. So when Uddhava came to know about the Lord's proposal, Uddhava wanted also to accompany the Lord to the eternal kingdom. But at that point in time, Krishna said, "No, Uddhava, you are as good as me. You are also completely free from the three modes of material nature." The Lord is saying to Uddhava, "You are completely free from three modes of material nature and you are as good as me. So I want you to go to Badrikashram and preach, you know, see the persons over, devotees over there, because they have really not seen me. So you can represent me and you can go to Badrikashram." So Uddhava, you know, being the very dear devotee of the Lord, he said, "Okay, Lord, I will do that." Now, Uddhava was proceeding towards Badrikashram. Now, before that point, Maitreya Muni appeared, you know, and the Lord was telling Maitreya Muni that Vidur, you will come across Vithura and you have to answer his questions, right? Even though Uddhava was there at the time, because it is said that Maitreya is more senior and qualified than Uddhava in terms of his age and maturity. So, Lord chose Maitreya Muni to talk to Vithura, right? So, Uddhava knows this. So, on the way, Vithura sees Uddhava and inquires about the Lord, for which Uddhava gives a general information about, you know, that the Lord has descended and he was in ecstasy. You know, the moment someone talks about Krishna, immediately, you know, Uddhava cries, he shows ecstatic symptoms. This is a love of Godhead, right? Completely attached to Krishna. Like how completely detached from Krishna. So he is completely attached to Krishna. Every second, every minute, you know, he is thinking of Krishna and Uddhava. So Vidura asked a question and then Uddhava answered it. And then he said, "Okay, Maitreya Muni, you will come across Maitreya Muni and you can ask all the questions, right?" And Uddhava was proceeding towards Badrikashram. Then it so happened that Vidura again, he met Maitreya Muni and then the discussion goes on, right? That is where we come to this chapter. So this purport or this verse talks more about the spiritual master. So I thought I'd dedicate this topic to Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, right? The spiritual master. Even though Srila Prabhupada is founder Acharya and is a Siksha Guru for all of us, even though we have different Diksha Gurus, yet we all come under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada, right? He is a Siksha Guru. So, we'll start. Alright. Recently, there was an opinion poll conducted in US. It says, in the opinion poll, it was said that about 19 million people of US, right, they are looking for some kind, or they are practicing some kind of yoga, or meditation, or some spiritual awareness, without even knowing what spirituality is. And because of that, so many gurus have popped up, right, without real qualification, to face this demand, supply and demand, right? So because of the supply and the demand, because of the demand, so many gurus have popped up, right? And they are teaching science of spirituality without even understanding what is spirituality. So this is going on in the present era. Now, Srila Prabhupada
in many of its purports and also in the lecture, he always emphasizes this word, you know, bona fide spiritual master. All of you might have heard that, right? He never says spiritual master, bona fide. So, we are going to discuss something about the bona fide spiritual master, a little bit in detail. And that will be discussed a little bit later. So, how do you know that who is a bona fide spiritual master? For that, we have to depend on the Vedic standard authority, basically. Anything has got a code, right? So, I work in a pharmaceutical company. We have got a code. Code of GMP, good manufacturing practice. We will be audited based on the code. You know, the auditor comes and says, okay, this is a code. Have you done that? Show me the documentation based on this code. So there is a standard authority. So in the same way, when the material system has got a code, why not the spiritual system, which is superior energy of the Lord? The spiritual energy is a lot superior energy. Material energy is a lot inferior energy, made up of matter. Whereas spiritual is conscious. So spiritual is superior. So, the standard authority is the Vedic scriptures. Why Vedic scripture? Because we see in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a lot of relationship discussed between guru and disciples. Isn't it not? Right? What are some of the very important guru-disciple relationship? We see in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Right? We see that. So, through them, we can infer knowledge, right? We can accept information. Now, based on this, we should be able to analyze and see who is a real guru and who is a fake guru. Otherwise, you know, we'll be thinking as someone, you know, in the Western country or even in India whatsoever. They may claim to be a guru, but actually in reality they may not be a guru. Then we'll be misled. So, Srila Prabhupada again says, you know, that following a fake guru is like crossing the ocean using a dog's tail. It looks apparently that the dog is swimming, right? First, maybe, you know, 100 or 200 meters. So one may think, yes, I'll catch the dog's tail to cross over the ocean. But will you succeed? Obviously not. So this is like that. So the fake guru will lead to that. So let us discuss the criterion, okay, for a bona fide spiritual master. According to the Ved scripture, there are 6 criteria described. I think, you know, as a member of ISKCON, we should know this, isn't it? Then we can assess how Srila Prabhupada is a bona fide spiritual master and how our Diksha Guru is also a bona fide spiritual master. In case if it is not, you can test the validity. Right? I mean, it's for individual, right? The spiritual knowledge is pure and it is scientific. It's nothing like, oh, my father worshipped, my mother worshipped, so I like Krishna because blue in color. I like blue things. So I like Krishna. No. See, the justification should be there, right? Scientific justification. Again, coming back into my field, you know, sometimes we have to approve a raw material based on scientific justification. We say that this raw material, in the past, you know, we were using this raw material. But the new raw material is similar to that. Why? Based on the pH, you know, specific gravity. It is identical. Hence, this material is similar to that. Hence, we pass this material without testing. What the point? Scientific justification. In the same way, there should be scientific justification, even in spiritual life. Right? Because it's real. Material world is lots illusory energy. If the illusory energy has got so many rules and regulations, why not the real energy of the Lord, spiritual? Okay. We'll discuss the criteria, you know, one by one. The first criteria, of course, I've got a reference for with Bhagavad Gita also, what the Lord is saying, so we can also compare and see. The first criteria is, the spiritual master teaching must be spiritual. It's not material. Because he's a spiritual master, he's not a material master. Right? Spiritual master teaching should be spiritual. Now, let us see what Krishna is saying. In 4.34, I think everyone will know this. Right? What is the verse? Okay. So, just by the thing, the translation. Okay. Let me see. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. They've seen the truth. So they can impart this knowledge. So a spiritual master should impart this knowledge of truth. What is the truth? That one is not this body but spirit soul, and one is suffering in the material world due to 7 different kinds of problems. This is the truth. So he will tell this truth to everyone. No one knows that, even though they see. Right? What are the 7 different kinds of problems one undergoes in the material world? Birth, death, old age, disease, Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmik, Adi Devik. Right? Recently, there was Adi Bhautik in the men's Brahmacharya ashram. What is that Adi Bhautik? Trouble caused by other living entity. Small living entity. Bedbugs was creating a lot of problems to the Brahmacharyas. This is confidential, I think, but I'm revealing it. This is again a confidential knowledge, but still, you know that in Krishna consciousness there is no confidential knowledge. Once I went there, Pradesh said, evening, to change my clothes for the Aarti, 7 o'clock. He said, Prabhu, be careful. And I said, what? What is to be careful here? This is the only freedom I've got. Even at home, I'm not very free. Here, I'm very free. He said, be watchful now. I said, what is it? Please tell me. I'm in anxiety. They said, there are bed bugs, so be careful. But we cleaned everything, So I said, bed bugs. Then I'm alarmed. Bed bugs is always. Because in India, before, when we used to travel between Coimbatore to Chennai, Chennai to Bangalore, it was made up, it's a 3-tier system in India. The entire public transport system, like we don't have the smart buses in India. Then I was there, right? Because I was there in India for the first 32 years. So there, in the train system, is a wooden system, wooden, made up of wood. And as you know, bedbugs love wood. It is like Krishna conscious for them. They love so much, prasadam. So, wood means, like pizza for them. They'll be always there, inside the wood, outside, everywhere, And then we will sleep, book a sleeper. To sleep comfortably. So morning when I sleep, I'll be getting up like this. Om Keshavaya Nama, Om Narayanaya, Madhavaya, Govind, everywhere scratches. And that was behind that. And now I know that has a significance now. Om Keshavaya, everywhere we have to scratch. I'm not joking, it's a fact. And then I'll be looking at my wife, she'll also say, I'm also, don't worry. We are in the similar condition. So all the bed bugs, they take all the blood and all that, they'll be very happy. So we'll be scratching all the day. So I know the suffering. This is one of the suffering, part of the suffering, 0.0001%. There's more to come. So this is material world. So he imparts this knowledge, right? Adi Bhautik, Adi, 7 kinds of suffering a living entity undergoes. Right? So 4.34, it's clear, isn't it? Krishna is saying, and the bona fide master, my spiritual master, His Holiness Jayapathak Maharaj, he has never given me any material advice so far. Even if I say, Guru Maharaj, what? He say, okay, are you doing your sadhana? Are you chanting properly? Is there any question? This is what his mood is. So, and he is none other than the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is none other than the disciple of His Holiness Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Goswami. So, we can see from that, right? All are spiritual. Because they are spiritual masters. They are not material masters. Right? Sometimes we forget. If we forget that they are spiritual master, we ask material questions. What do you think? Shall we buy a car? What car? Toyota or Honda? We forget. Because this is our mood, They say, I am a spiritual master. Ask me spiritual questions.
tell me, ask me about the soul, connection between body and soul. Right. The first criterion, everyone understood. The second criterion is, you should have realized supreme absolute truth. You should have realized, again, reference to the 4.34 also. What is that here, realize supreme absolute truth? Right? Supreme absolute truth means, he should differentiate between matter and spirit. Very clearly. Not only that, right? See, all of us know that we are the soul living in this body. Okay? At least theoretically, to some degree of practical realization, right? We are not this body. The body is like a jumper. Okay? Covering. So we are the soul living in the body, which is Brahman. The Supreme Lord is also Brahman. But there is a confusion there. What people think is, because we are Brahman, we are not realized yet, but we will realize soon that we are Brahman. The Supreme Lord is also Brahman, so we are all gods. In future we will become God. Something like that. But God is an energy. No. Just to clarify this question, or to prove that this is wrong, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in 15.7, what does he say? Bhagavan, what does he say? Mamaivamsa Jivaloke. The living entities are my eternal fragmental parts. So, from this, what we infer is that the Supreme Lord is Vibhu, unlimited. The tiny soul is tiny. The Jiva is very tiny, the metal world. Very, very, very tiny. So the Lord proves that you are all fragmental part of me. And you are covered by the body, which is given by the material nature. So this is why he is realize Supreme Personality of God. Realize absolute truth. So when a person has realized, what he will talk? The truth. Isn't it? What is realization? What is realization? Realization means the mind and the intelligence accept the truth. As long as the mind does not accept that I am the spirit soul, then you have problems with the fighting with the mind. But the mind accepts, yes, I am the spirit soul. You tell me what I should do. This is acceptance. This is realization. So when a person has realized that he is a spirit soul, he will talk only about the soul. Because he knows he is not the body. But the realization levels are different. You know, there are different levels. But one has to reach that level, you know, identifying. But that is why the impediment Maya is always there, you know, catching us. You have to be careful about it. So the realization differs different. That is why, you know, we have got different levels of realization. But the bottom line is being that one has realized that he is the soul in all ways. But sometimes for a minute, a fragment, or maybe for some time we realize that we are spirit soul. Again, the Maya covers over. Then we think, yeah, we have the body. You know, things like that. So, the complete realization that the mind and the intelligence accepts, yes, I am spirit soul. All my activities will be connected to Krishna only because he is a supreme soul. A tiny soul, after realizing that he is a spirit soul, he has got nothing to do with matter. Isn't it? So his only service is only connected to Krishna. But because we have got that, you know, the connection with matter, some desires, so we are lingering, you know, this side, that side. But a person, if he realizes that he is a spirit soul, realized, he has got nothing to do with matter. Just think about it. Nothing. So, that is second realization. The third one is, he should be a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master connected to the parampara system. That is a disciplic succession. Many times we see a guru pop up, you know. Like in India, we had this, South India, we had a guru pop up. And they say, I am from this, I am the God, you know. I'm the reincarnation of God. Are you connected to the parampara system? No. The parampara system should connect back to Krishna. Then he's a bona fide guru. I can't just pop up now and say, I'm the best guru, I'm the, you know. It cannot be there. You should be a disciple first of a bona fide spiritual master. And then you become a guru. And then you teach like that, you know. This is how it's known as disciplic succession, parampara. We have got a parampara system there. My Guru Maharaj is connected to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Like that. You can see that. That's the third criterion. That it should be from authorized disciplic succession. Fourth one is, his character should be pure. He should have a saintly behavior. See, the difference between the Western and the Eastern culture is, even in the material realm, right, what's happened, we see some of these professors, Melbourne University, my son used to say, oh, they talk very nice, they're very impressive, you know. They talk nicely, but if you look at the character, smoking, drinking, illicit relationship, right, their own disciples, you know, they have an illicit relationship. Is that a noble? Is a character noble? But in India, Vedic system, before, I don't know now, what happens is, if someone is a teacher, you know, if someone was a teacher, we would not expect him to smoke, nor drink, nor have, just a teacher, material teacher, who's teaching geography or physics. My son, I remember, when he was doing grade 5, probably grade 4, he did grade 5, isn't he? In one of the primary school, then I put it in the difference. I asked him, how is your teacher? He said, okay, they're teaching nicely, but suddenly the teacher disappears. And all of us, we saw at the back, he goes and smokes. You see. Then the choice for us is, we did not have this luxury of Krishna conscious teachers like today. So I moved him on to the Catholic school. You know, at least some Catholic school, at least there is some foundation. Because this is like a primary school, the, you know, initial stages. Then Catholic, at least some rules and regulations are there. So you are saying, the teacher, okay, teaches nicely, but suddenly she disappears, and at the back she's smoking. She is smoking. This is the impression. Look at that. This is Western culture. Because it's not, I'm not trying to find fault. What they're saying is, it is common. You smoke, I smoke, so what's the big deal? But in India, no. Saintly character is very important for a position. Even someone is like a, what you call a bank manager or something, he will not smoke. This is a Vedic culture. But now I don't know. They miss many things. But I'm talking from this time when I was there. But so many changes are there. So what can you expect the next 50 years? Alright. Authorities. And the fourth, his character should be pure. Fourth one. And fifth one, he should not only engage himself in Krishna conscious, he should engage his disciples in Krishna conscious. Fifth criteria. If your Guru Maharaj says, okay, now you do the yoga to slim your body, you can do a business and make more money, then you reject your Guru. Guru Maharaj, spiritual master means, he should tell you your connection with the Lord. That's his goal. That is what he's meant for. He's not meant for material activities. So he should, what he should do? He should engage in Krishna conscious, and he should also engage others in Krishna conscious. Now, okay, we missed one thing. No one pointed me out. I said each one has got a reference. Right? You forgot about it. Okay. What is the reference for? Reference for. First one we saw, right? Bhagavad Gita reference. Second one we saw. That means I feel that you are not. You are quite attentive, but not very attentive. Okay. The first one we saw, second one we saw. Third one from disciplic succession. Yes. Can you give the Prabhu? Not many of us are scholars like you. English translation is easier to follow. Approximate, you know. No, you may not have to.
The saintly kings have received this knowledge.
And today you are receiving because, you know, Lord says, not today. You are also receiving because you are. We are. There is a connection between disciple and. Which verse you are referring to, Prabhu? 4.2, I'm talking 4.1, 2, 3 also. So how you say disciplic succession is, the Lord says that first, this science was taught many years ago. I spoke this science of Krishna consciousness, this process of self-realization to the sun god first, Vivasvan. Then Vivasvan spoke to his son. And then he spoke to the earthly king, Ishvaku. Right? So this parampara is continuing. See? Parampara. Not only that, he also says, yes, the great king understood like that. And also 4.3, which is that very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend. And therefore you can understand the transcendental mystery. Transcendental mystery. Mystery. Without this you cannot understand. Many people cannot understand this Krishna consciousness. It's a mystery. Only by following devotion service you know the relationship with the Krishna. It's very simple only. But it's very powerful. There's a mystery. Krishna himself says it's a mystery. So one has to follow this. Then only they know the science of Godhead. Otherwise one cannot understand Krishna. No matter whatever. Because it's a spiritual energy of the Lord. Right? So this kind of relationship is a guru-disciple. See? But because Krishna was a guru and Arjuna was a disciple. See, this Krishna has established his parampara system. So that is why it's very powerful. It's coming from him. So everything is backtracked to Krishna only. Okay? So this is a reference for that. And what is the reference for four? Who remembers the fourth criterion?
Purity.
The guru's character should be pure and he should be having exemplary godly behavior because he is worshipping God. So his behavior will become godly. Okay. Now, for that, what is the reference? 16 point. That's a very good one. I'm not going to read the whole thing. So 16 point. 16. The divine and the demonic natures. The Lord is explaining. 16.1-3, the Supreme Personality of God said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, truthfulness, non-violence, all this, you know, freedom from anger. One should develop these qualities. Otherwise, why is Krishna talking in 16th chapter, the qualities of demons and devotees, right? It's not to read and close the book, isn't it? One has to practice that. So, one should develop, because by contact with the Lord, Supreme Lord, one develops these qualities. Gradually. Gradually. It's not overnight. Very slowly. And one should also cultivate these habits. Because these habits are in the mode of goodness. From mode of goodness, pure goodness is very easy. For people living in the Albert Park area, it's very easy to come to the temple. But in my case, I have to come and travel using a car and all that. So this is like that, you know. You jump and the next door, temple is there. Mode of goodness. So mode of goodness and pure goodness is like that. You jump in to the transit. Otherwise, you know, you have to travel, take the car, put the petrol, and go. So mode of passion, ignorance is lower modes. So one should always be at least on the mode of goodness. That's the fourth one. Fifth one, he should engage himself in the service of the Lord. Always engage. What is that reference for? He should not only engage himself in Krishna consciousness, he should also engage others in Krishna consciousness. So the reference is 9.14. You know Prabhu? Satyapa Prabhu? He knows everything. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. His guru, he is saying, Lord, these great souls, Mahatmas, they constantly meditate on me. They always think of me. And they always engage in my service. There you go. That's a reference Krishna says, and the guru is following, the spiritual master is following. That's 9.14. And the last criterion is, very, very important criteria, that he should preach this science of Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Then he becomes a Mahaguru. Right? Now Krishna in the chapter, 18th chapter, 68 and 69, Krishna says, those who teach the science of knowledge is very, very dear to me. You know, they preach to everyone. You know, basically that's what it says. Those who gives his knowledge to others is very dear to me. So he becomes a Mahaguru. And also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, what did he say? Yare deko, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, talk about Krishna, something. Then you become a guru. You know, you automatically become a guru. You talk something about Krishna consciousness. See, this devotee is all the time, you know, he's giving cards and all that. His mission is only, you know, card reading and card giving. He become a guru. You not have to become, you know, guru by GBC stamped as guru. No. Automatically guru. You talk about Krishna, you become guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that. Who can refute that? You talk about Krishna, you become a guru. Simple. Just one word. You know Krishna? They'll say no. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. You become a guru. Okay. So these are the six criteria. So once again, I go through the criteria very quickly so that everyone knows. So a bona fide spiritual master will have six criteria. One can assess that. The first criteria is, the teaching must be spiritual. Two, he should have realized supreme absolute truth. Three, he should be from an authorized disciplic succession. And four, his character should be pure. And five, he should engage himself in Krishna consciousness, and he should engage others, his disciples, also in Krishna consciousness. And sixth, he should preach this Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Now, did all the six criteria is fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada? Any doubt? He fulfilled it. And because of that, he's empowering his disciples also. So the disciples have become guru. See how it works? Empowering his disciples because he is from the line. Okay, finally to finish off, I just wanted to conclude with this point. Because again, Guru. Guru Vachaka. Now, every day morning, we sing this prayer, right? What do we sing? Mangalarti. Samsara dava nalanita loka taranya karunya gananatva prachacha kalyana gunanavasya vande guru shri charanara vrindam. So what does it mean? See, this material world is compared either to a forest fire or an ocean. Sometimes it's compared to a forest fire, sometimes it's compared to an ocean. In both places you cannot survive. You cannot survive. Okay? Now, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who is the author of this Guru Vastaka prayer, which we sing every day morning, he compares this material world to a forest fire. Now, any one of you, have you seen a forest fire? Where, Prabhu? Nepal. Forest fire, how does it happen? It happens like that. Two bamboos, you know, or two trees rub each other. There's a friction. It catches fire. And throughout the whole forest it catches. Not only that, it spreads. Whoever is there, including humans, animals, birds, beasts, they'll be burnt to death. Now, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, our previous Acharya, is saying that this material world is like that. Just imagine, everyone is burning, feeling the scorch heat, some way or other, some problem. Some problem, you ask someone, they say no worries, but they're full of worries only. It is a fact. It's some problem. You know, if you go ask someone, what is, I have to pay my bills, I have to do this one, today, Sunday, weekends also. I have to earn money for my family, I have to do this, I don't have this, I don't have a car, I don't have this. Everywhere problem. But what does the Vedic authority, Vedas teaches? What is a problem? A problem is not, see, everyone will have individual problems, right? Your problem is something else. I want a 100K job. His job is, I want to become a pure devotee tomorrow. So people have got different opinions, problems, whatever it may be. But according to the Vedas, the problem should be common to everyone. That is accepted as a problem. So all of us have a problem. Birth, death, old age, disease, right? So that is classified as a problem. Yeah? It's not that you have got a house problem, I've got a car problem, I've got building loan problem. No. All of us, do we have the problem? Birth, death, old age, disease? Then that is a common problem. So that is a problem. So the problem of the world is birth, death, old age, disease. That's the biggest problem. No matter how big you are, how small you are, you have to face this problem. You are born, you have to die. Krishna explains in chapter 2. You are born, you have to die. And death is not at all easy. You know? It's not at all easy. The one which you have kept it throughout your lifetime, you have to part with that. That's your body. So better be detached slowly. That cultivation, you know, detachment, detachment, detachment. By force. Either you have to give it voluntarily or it will be taken by force. Say, a wise man, what does he do? Slowly, okay. You want this, take it away. Don't attach to the body. Slowly, slowly. Otherwise, if you attach to the body at the time of death, either you give or it will be taken by force. That's how it is. So everyone is suffering. Okay? Now, in the case of forest fire, what is the remedy? How the forest fire is prevented or solved? How, what is the remedy, Prabhu? Rain. Your fire engine cannot work anything. Fire engine like 200 liters of water or, you know, 1000 liters of water, nothing going to work. So, the Lord, rain has to come. So, the spiritual master is considered as a ocean of course, Supreme Lord is an ocean of mercy. So, he gets that mercy or the ocean of mercy from the Lord and he distributes it. So, when you are, see, when I'm struggling in the forest fire and the spiritual master pours the water and cools me down, how lucky I am. See, imagine, everyone is suffering, for example, you know, and someone is pouring water in the fire. I'm feeling so happy, cool, you know, easy. How nice it is. This is the role of a spiritual master. He cools you down. Right? So that's what the prayers talks about. So, it's very, 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 you know, important that we understand this point. As long as you have the metal energy, it's very, very powerful. It will give you suffering because the Lord's illusory energy is insurmountable. Krishna says that one cannot escape that. Insurmountable. Why? Because everyone is attached to the body. Body means material nature. Insurmountable. So unless one moves from the metal energy and slowly moves away from the metal energy and goes closer to Krishna, that is the solution. As long as in the metal energy, and if you find solution, it's not going to work. What solution can you find when there is a forest fire, right? Are you going to take your house or jewel? Or useless. Okay, I conclude here. Any very quick questions? Said that it is predicted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement will be there for the next 10,000 years, right? So 506 years have gone, is it Prabhu? Or 520? 529 years have gone after the after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to his abode. Now, whatever minus, you know, 15,000, 500, right? Approximately. No, 10,000 minus 500. So 9,500 years more for this movement to carry on. And then it will be lost. Because Krishna says, it will be lost. Because this science was lost. It appears to be lost. And that is why today I have come and I am preaching this science to. So in the past I told this science to Vivaswan. And Vivaswan transferred this knowledge. So it will be there only for the next 10,000 years. This beautiful moment of Chaitanya's golden age moment. 10,000 years. And then it will go. Till such time it will go on. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that. That is one of his mission, isn't it? To come and spread the holy name. So it will be there for the next 10,000 years. And then we have to make a quick use of that. Otherwise it will be wasted. Prabhupada is the founder Acharya. The disciple's name need not be there because up to the founder Acharya, you know, it's there and then it follows on. Maybe for the next millennium, we don't know. It may change. For this Kali Yuga, founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada is it. So it will continue on. But that is future. I don't know what Krishna's plans. We can do that. But as such, you know, Srila Prabhupada is the founder Acharya. So this moment will be. See, Srila Prabhupada also indicated that if at all if there is anything happening to the ISKCON, which can happen only from internally, outsiders now cannot even touch anything. This very, very powerful moment. ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's body. So, can anyone touch Srila Prabhupada's body? Misuse his body? Can anyone do that? No. Can they do? Yes? No. So, no one can touch, but only from inside, you know, that's why cooperation is very, very important for us. If there is any friction or whatever, maybe immediately we should cooperate. It's only through cooperation we can carry on this movement for next 10,000 years. Hare Krishna, let's stop here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanithi.